Welcome to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast for couples who struggle with infertility and want to fulfill their dreams of becoming parents. To access previous episodes packed with ideas, solutions, and tips that actually work, head over to Dr. Chapman's IVF podcast on iTunes. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
Hi, this is Professor Chapman. Recently we've been doing some Facebook Live sessions where I've been answering questions from the listeners and participants. What you're about to hear now is some audio of those segments, and I hope they'll be useful for you.
What do you think about IVM, the new fertility treatment? In your 40 years of experience, have you dealt with patients going through IVF who suffer anxiety or on anti-anxiety meds? Do they succeed in having babies?
Yes. So answering the second question first. Almost every woman that goes for an IVF cycle is anxious. They wouldn't be there trying to have a baby unless they were desperate to have a baby, to go through an IVF cycle. It's not something you just relax and say, I'll try IVF, because it's not that. Every patient has a degree of anxiety. And the whole process makes it worse. You get stimulated with drugs. You go for your scans. Yes, there are follicles. Yes, there are. And then we get to egg collection. And yes, there are eggs. No doubt we're going to get pregnant. So you're sitting up here thinking that we're going to be the successful one. The next day, the scientist rings you and says, we've got 5 embryos, eggs fertilized. One of those must get me a baby. And so you still have your hopes are there. And then you have the embryo transfer. And then you've got 10 days of waiting, not knowing. Terrifying times. And then obviously in 60%, if you're under 38, 60% are going to turn up next week in my office saying, I didn't get pregnant. Why? And my box of tissues is used almost 3 times to my clinics, because every time I have a clinic, because it is so stressful going through this whole process with so much hope. And unfortunately, a success is not guaranteed by any means. Anti-anxiety drugs help. They don't interfere. As far as we know, they don't interfere with IVF. So anxiety, all clinics have to have a fertility counsellor who's available to talk to through the cycle. Nurses are trained up to talk to you about the stresses that you're going through. They hear it every day from multiple patients, and having a good nursing team is pretty important in an IVF unit. There isn't any way of getting around it. There's a paper published from the UK which said that a failure in an IVF cycle is almost as bad as you losing a child. So there's no question the stresses are there. Does it change pregnancy rates? Actually, the evidence is not there. The pregnancy rates in the highly anxious people would appear to be little different from the rest of the less anxious group. Yeah, I wouldn't be worried that's interfering with things. Let's move on to IVM. So what is IVM? In vitro maturation. So here the concept is that we collect eggs early on in their development, take them to the laboratory, and we mimic what happens inside the ovary, or we try to mimic what happens inside the ovary to grow them on to the stage where we would then fertilize them and potentially produce pregnancies. Its big advantage is that you don't need to stimulate the ovaries particularly strongly or at all. The downside is that the number of eggs we collect is not going to be huge, that while the overall success rate in some clinics appears to be as good as doing it in a normal way, a number of the clinics around the world that have tried it have basically given it up. It was designed originally to avoid ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome in women with polycystic ovarian syndrome. That was before we discovered that using a different trigger injection stops OHSS, so its need disappeared. Its need today, however, it still does have a use, and that's in women who are diagnosed with breast cancer or bloodborne cancer, lymphomas, those sort of things, who need to have chemotherapy ASAP. And the advantage of IVM is that you can collect eggs in 3 or 4 days, whereas a standard regime is a fortnight. So that's probably where it'll find its place. I'm yet to be convinced it'll become the general approach to IVF around the world.
And don't forget that you can access all the previous episodes by going to our website www.theivfjourney.com and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu.
Thank you for listening to The IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast which helps couples negotiate their way through the IVF journey, all the way to parenthood. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.